You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
A lot of big stories going on. Let's start with this. The Dow jumped more than 500 points, posting its best day since March. Earnings fueling rallies on Wall Street. That's good news, right? After the big losses at the end of last week. So that's obviously a big plus and a big move forward. The Dow up more than 500 points. U.S. steelworkers, by the way, set to get the biggest pay raises in years. So that's one side of the conversation. Meanwhile, is it a store yesterday that sells gun safes in general? They're saying the safe companies are raising their prices 25% because of steel tariffs, making it difficult to compete and sell many safes. Would stand to reason. Meanwhile, the president says that these northbound migrant groups that have doubled in size marching north towards the United States, 3,000 strong now, across from Honduras to Guatemala. The president says, if these folks show up here, that all U.S. aid to Guatemala, Honduras, possibly El Salvador, aid will be cut off immediately. All U.S. aid will be cut off immediately. He says we have to hold governments accountable, and if they just allow people to flood north to invade our country, we're going to cut that off. We'll talk about that more a bit later. The big story occupying a tremendous amount of time, however, is the story of Jamal Khashoggi, apparently killed in 7 minutes. That's the story leaking out anyway, that Jamal Khashoggi, the critic of Saudi Arabia, the dissident, who worked and wrote for the Washington Post, who arrived at the Saudi consulate in Turkey, apparently directed by those in Riyadh to kill him. That's the way it looks. It took 7 minutes for Khashoggi to die, according to a Turkish source who has allegedly listened to a full audio recording of the journalist's last moments. That was a report to Middle East Eye, so the veracity of the report, well, you can decide for yourself. They claims that they started to cut him up while he was still alive. Dragged from the consul general's office at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and onto the table of his study next door, according to the Turkish source. Horrendous screams were then heard by a witness downstairs. The consul himself was taken out of the room. There was no attempt to interrogate him. They'd come to kill him, the source told MEE. The screaming stopped when Khashoggi, who was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on 2nd October, injected with a yet unknown substance. Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, the guy who had taken America by storm, who was very popular, now very much in question as to what will happen. Senators like Lindsey Graham saying that the United States will hit back and hit back hard and soon. And frankly, we can't have an ally who decides that they don't like members of the press and decide to just cut them into pieces and take them out the back door in duffel bags. Not the way we do business. It's one thing to call it fake news. It's another thing to execute reporters and have them cut into pieces and taken out and dumped wherever. Different world, not acceptable. The human rights of that reporter, clearly violated. Now, do we deal with oppressive regimes? Yes, we have to. Russia and China, their human rights records are abysmal, as you well know, in other places. North Korea comes to mind when it comes to abysmal records on human rights, but you have to talk to these people in the world of nations in order to make progress on the world stage. So it bothers me when I hear reporters, well, why do you deal with Russia? Russia's done this and that. Because you have to deal with Russia. If Russia poisoned people on the streets of London, well, so they did. It doesn't mean we can stop talking to them. They have a huge nuclear arsenal, I might remind you. The conversation doesn't just stop there. Oh, and by the way, the Russians have been killing people since I've been on the planet, and you can't stop talking to them. The same is true of the Chinese and the North Koreans and a whole host of other people. You can't just walk away from the conversation. You can't walk away from the conversation with the Saudi Arabians either. As you know, 100 billion plus, a $100 billion plus contract put together with the Saudis to buy American military equipment. It could be worth as much as $350 billion over the next many years. And so we can't be in a position where this reporter is murdered by somebody inside the kingdom and all of those contracts are destroyed. But then again, you don't want to sell munitions to people that behave that way. So the question is, who's in charge? What really happened? The president saying the same thing. It's time to figure out what happened. We need facts. In an interview with the Associated Press, Donald Trump compared the case of Khashoggi, who was allegedly murdered at the hands of the Saudis in the Istanbul consulate, to the allegations of misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. He said, you can't jump to conclusions. You have to find out what happened first. Of course, the press went crazy on that. Oh, he's defending the Saudis. You know, No, what he's saying is maybe we should get some facts and figure out what's actually going on. It's pretty clear, I believe. But speculation is exactly that. Speculation has no foundation in truth. And so why don't we find out what actually happened? Good idea? Is that a good idea? I think it is. But like I said, the media will downplay and lessen any accomplishment that this president has, and they'll magnify any mistake he makes, and they'll denigrate anything he does. That's been the fact and the truth on the ground and the standard operating procedure since 9 November 2016. You know that, and so do I. In the meantime, however, we are going to have to figure out if this is true, and it appears ever more likely that it is, that the Saudis had this guy killed intentionally, a pre-planned hit job, if you will, with a 15-member kill team. Then we have to figure out how we're going to deal with that. MBS, maybe he needs to be pushed out. But he's the crown prince. He's 33. He's got a lot of power. I don't think he's going anywhere. We need to sort this out. It's a very big problem for us right now. And on the world stage, which is what Mike Pompeo is in the Middle East now. 25 after on a Wednesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.